As the school year begins, parents are checking off things they need to do, including making sure their children get required vaccines. But some parents are opting out, which has led to the worst measles outbreak the U.S. has seen in more than 20 years. Steph Whiteside from Side Effects Public Media has more.
So she is going to get three. She'll get the DTaP, IPV combination.
Nurse Tracy Thomas is explaining the vaccine schedule to Jemira Crook at the Jackson County Health Department. Crook has brought her two children in to get their shots before school starts. The girls have been playing quietly, unaware of why they're here. They're among the families trying to beat the state's deadline for immunizations against measles and other diseases. Thomas says the department has seen a rush recently.
There is an October 15th deadline that they should have their vaccinations. Otherwise, they would have to get a religious exemption from their physicians.
Only five states in the U.S. ban non-medical exemptions for vaccines. The rest allow parents to opt out for personal or religious reasons. I ask Crook if she worries about parents who don't vaccinate their kids.
Yeah, I guess so, because then they could cause my kids to get sick, so yeah.
Her five-year-old daughter Chloe has other worries. She's thinking about having to get stuck with a needle, despite all efforts to distract her.
Don't watch me, Kate. One, two, three, done.
Parents who opt out of vaccines are generally basing their fears on a debunked study from 1998 and anecdotes of vaccine injuries, which rarely occur. Thompson says the staff at the health department do their best to let parents know vaccines are safe.
Try to tell them, you know, reassure them that we've given lots of shots, haven't seen any bad things, give them the vaccine information statements.
Dr. Jeff Ripperda is a primary care physician in Jackson County, not far from the health department. He says that people who refuse vaccines are rare, but he sees a lot of people who have concerns.
It's a fairly regular occurrence in my practice, and I presume this is true for most physicians who do primary care or pediatrics, to meet parents who are skittish about vaccinating their kids.
When enough people don't vaccinate, an entire community is put at risk for an epidemic. Dr. L.J. Tan of the Immunization Action Coalition calls it community immunity.
And so what happens when you vaccinate is that you take out a certain percentage of the population from actually being able to get infected. So when one person gets sick and then they contact two people, but if both those people have been vaccinated, the infection stops.
Tan says that with a highly infectious disease like measles, communities need at least a 90% vaccination rate to be protected. But some entire states are below that threshold. Even when the state rates are sufficient, individual schools may not be, and that makes it easier for illnesses to spread to people who can't be vaccinated. They might be undergoing chemotherapy or be on steroids for asthma, or they might be too young for certain vaccines.
We live in a community with standards that we respect and protect the vulnerable in our communities.
Some states, like Illinois, make vaccine data publicly available, allowing parents to see where their school district falls. If school rates are low, Tan says parents can pressure the administration or other parents to try to raise them. Dr. Ripperda handles reluctant families a different way. He's found that facts may not sway people, but stories do. He recalls one patient who, at 29 years old, nearly died from the flu.
He had a complication to the flu, and I actually had him on a ventilator in the ICU, and I called his young wife in. He had two young children at the time. And said, I don't think he's going to make it. If you have any family who wants to come and see him before he passes, I think you need to make that happen right now.
The man survived, but he was hospitalized for almost 2 months and needed extra oxygen for a year and a half. When all else fails, Ripperda stays firm. If parents don't want to vaccinate, they need to find a new doctor.
And if somebody wants to come and see me, but they're not going to permit me to do what I think is the single most beneficial thing that I can do for their kids, then what's the point of having a relationship with me?
Steph Whiteside for Side Effects Public Media.